I live by routines, but I especially love my same-day delivery routine with Shipt. And my shopper knows this about me. When Sunday rolls around and I place my weekly stock-up order, Joe sends texts from the aisles. Wilted lettuce? Nuh-uh. Hard pass. Deal on my favorite sparkling water? Whew. Grab two. Fresh flowers just because? Sounds like a delightful idea. If you love routines that work for you, get Shipt same-day delivery. Shipt. Delight in every delivery. Learn more at Shipt.com/hi.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Hey-o! Welcome to the Hunter Dollar MBA Show, the business podcast that gives you the tools to build a business you're proud of with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today is a two-part lesson where you will learn how to be a pro with email. This is part one. Email is something that we have to deal with. It could take a lot of time if we don't handle it properly in our business. So this is why I'm dedicating a two-part lesson on this critical topic. This is not only time management or managing your email, but it's also about how to write great emails, effective emails, like an absolute pro. So let's get down to business. $100 MBA is sponsored by Design Hill. As we know, design is pretty important for any business. Some might say the most important thing. Of course, the quality of your content or your product is king. But what is the first thing that anyone sees before they use your product? It's your design. So whether you're looking to get a great new logo, a website, or a t-shirt designed, we recommend you check out designhill.com, a site where you can get quick service at an effective price. The best part, it comes with a 100% money back guarantee. If you go to designhill.com/promo/100MBA, you'll get a $50 power upgrade of services for free and 100% off your contest posting fee. Again, that's designhill.com/promo/100MBA. Email can be overwhelming, guys, and it can get more and more overwhelming as you're growing in your business. You're going to be getting a lot of emails from not only customers, but also from other people that want to work with you, advertisers, and colleagues in the business. And you're going to have to deal with this effectively or it's going to suck all your time. I know this firsthand. I had to come up with a strategy to deal with email because it was just like this big monster that just suck up all my time. So in this two-part lesson, I'm going to give you all the strategies that I've learned to deal with email effectively. Not only that, but I also want to show you some tips on how to write great emails and how to save time when writing great emails. All right, let me jump right into it. And the first thing I want to talk about when dealing with emails like a pro is don't have email open all the time. Don't have your email client open all the time. If it's Gmail, close it out of your browser. If you're using the mail client or the mail software on your operating system, on your Mac or your PC, you need to keep that off. When you have email on all the time, you're constantly being notified you have a new email and you get drawn away from what you're working on because you see that email and you feel like it's important, let me read it. It's just too tempting. You have to keep it off. It's not time for email, so shut it off. If you're not doing this already, shutting off your email is not an easy thing to do. For some reason, we're so addicted to having it open all the time when we're working. So make sure it's off. Remember, you can reply to email in a timely fashion without having it open all the time. And I'm going to show you in this two-part lesson. So don't have your email open, period. You open your email when it's time to deal with email. And that leads me to number two, which is set one or two times a day to deal with email. Now, here's a very critical point to this tip, to this actual rule. You set these times, this one or two times during the day, after your most productive times of the day. We recommend that you actually get all the productive work first done. So for example, if I have to record podcast episodes or script an episode or whatever it is, I like to do that first thing in the morning when my brain is fresh, when my body is fresh, Get all the productive content producing work done first. Dealing with email first thing in the morning is a bad idea. I was addicted to that in the beginning. I had to wean myself off of that. It is horrible because you use some of your best energy dealing with something that's not productive. I know email is important. You have to deal with it. But when I say productive, I mean you're producing content. Your business is built on production, what you put out in the world. So whatever it is that makes your engine run, whatever makes your business run, whatever you produce, whatever you do, whatever you offer, you know, if it's a service and you're a videographer and you're working on an editing bay, you're editing a film, make sure you focus on that. That's the production of your work. That's what pays the bills. Email doesn't necessarily pay the bills. You could do that later on and you'll do it effectively. We'll talk about that in a minute. So set one or two times after your most productive hours and be very, very militant about that time. So if it's 30 minutes, 30 minutes or 1 hour a day, 1 hour is a little too much, but you know, just do 30 minutes to start maybe if you don't have that many emails and then you can just go at it. So say, for example, you set a time of 30 minutes every day from, you know, let's say 3 to 3:30 and you open up your email and you start dealing with email for that day. You didn't have your email open until then and now you can focus on email and you shut everything else off, social media, the tasks you work on. If you're that videographer, you're editing, shut off the editing, you know, shut off Final Cut and focus on email those 30 minutes. Now, once you're in that email zone, what are you going to do? Only reply to emails that you have time to reply to. So if you have 30 minutes and there's an email out there that you can wait, maybe then you can reply tomorrow or the day after. There's no reason for you to open up the email and deal with it, read the whole email if you can't reply to it. And usually by the subject line or the first couple lines of the email, you can know if you need to reply to this or not. Even if you skim through the email and go through it and you say, okay, I don't need to reply to this, go back and deal with the emails that you can reply to. It takes a lot of energy for you to read through the email, analyze it, know what you have to do, and then reply. So dedicate your time to the ones you're going to reply to. Now, this is going to work in conjunction with this next tip. Star the emails you need to reply to. So you can star, you could flag, whatever you want to do. There's a notification kind of thing where you can highlight emails that you need to deal with on whatever email client you're using. So I'm going to say star because I use star. So star the emails you need to reply to and then deal with the most important ones first. Once you replied to those emails, unstar them so you know you've dealt with them. Star means it's pending. You need to deal with it. And just go through your emails that way. If there are some emails that are less important that you couldn't reply to today, and you're going to reply to them tomorrow because maybe you'll have less emails tomorrow, then they'll be starred and you know you still have to reply to them. If you don't do this, they will get lost. I remember I used to get so many emails. I used to get lost on which ones I replied, which ones I didn't reply, which ones I've read. Did I deal with this email or not? The star system really works for me. Guys, I got another goodie for you. But before that, I got to show some love to today's sponsor, Stamps.com. Computers are designed to make running a business easier, including your mailing and shipping. Just use Stamps.com to get 24-hour access to the post office right from your computer. No waiting in lines, no hassles, nothing. Stamps.com makes mailing and shipping super easy. Just use your computer and printer, and you can get official U.S. postage for any letter or any package. You just print the postage directly on envelopes, labels, or even plain paper, then hand it to your mail carrier. There's no guesswork. Like I told you, they make it super easy. Stamps.com will even send you a digital scale that will automatically calculate the exact postage you need for any class of mail. You'll never have to go to the post office again, and most of all, you'll be saving time and money. We use Stamps.com here at the $100 MBA to send all our mail and packages. We find it super easy to use. Their interface is, you know, it's a no-brainer. I don't understand why anybody goes to the post office anymore. I could save time. I could do it on my time and not have to do it when the post office is open. So I really recommend using Stamps.com. And right now, if you use my promo code MBA, you can get this special offer. It's a no-risk trial plus a $110 bonus offer, which includes a digital scale and up to $55 of free postage. So don't wait. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type MBA. That's Stamps.com. Enter MBA. This next tip on how to deal with email like a pro is very dear to my heart, and I really believe in it. And it's called, or what I call it, is mama didn't raise no fool. And what I mean by that is a lot of people nowadays are writing very, I would say, rude emails or abrupt emails, emails that don't have any feeling or warmth because they do not feel like they have the time. I personally disagree with this, I'm too busy to be polite business. I believe it's not good for business. A lot of people are sending emails out with no salutation, no how you doing, no thanks or thank you, or no please, nothing. It's just one-liners. I know you're busy, but you still have to communicate with people in a polite and friendly manner. This includes everybody, your clients, colleagues, people reaching out to you, advertisers, people looking for help, or maybe they're looking for an opportunity. Maybe they want a guest post on your site. We are all busy. I understand that. But your first interface with people is email, and you need to make sure you're making a good impression. So it's not going to cost you too much more time to say hello and to ask how the sender's doing. How are you? Thanks for sending this. Thanks for reaching out. Having a salutation. Have a great day. Take care. Goodbye. Whatever. I mean, for me, an email must have these things or you're just not functioning like a human being. Maybe that's a little too extreme, but what I mean is I really think you're dropping the ball when it comes to dealing with email when you don't have these things in place, because people get an impression about you when they read your emails and they don't have these, you know, salutations, when they don't have these pleasantries, which are important in our society. People want to feel like they're treated with respect. So starting out with an email with thanks for reaching out or thanks for sending this email, I hope you're doing well, it's not going to take more than 4 seconds. But it's going to mean a lot to the person who receives it. Guys, remember, this is just part one of a two-part series on dealing with email like a pro. Tomorrow is part two, so make sure you check out tomorrow's episode. Tomorrow is also Free Ride Friday, so check us out. We're giving away a free ride to the $100 MBA. Guys, if you haven't checked out our new podcast, Webinar Ninja, yet, go ahead and check it out. It's really, really fun. We have a whole bunch of pre-launch episodes up there and episode one. I want you to go ahead and dig into those. Nicole and I had a lot of fun with this podcast and creating it. It deals with how to be a better speaker, a better teacher, a better presenter, a better salesperson, and ultimately how to communicate effectively with your audience using the platform of the webinar. Head over to iTunes and search Webinar Ninja. Subscribe and check us out and drop us a rating and review if you'd like. I have a feeling you're going to love the show. Guys, I want to leave you with this. Email is one of those tasks in business that are just not fun. They're not, you know, exciting. But you have to deal with it. Maybe later on when you start growing, you can hire somebody like a customer service rep that can deal with some of the more mundane kind of emails. But you're going to have to deal with email regardless. Or are people going to want to speak to you directly? So having an effective kind of system in place can really make it a lot easier. When I had a system in place, it makes it a lot easier. It doesn't make it that daunting. It doesn't make you feel like, oh, I've got to deal with this. This is so tedious. You know that you have a certain amount of time, and when that time is up, that's it. I will work on it tomorrow, and I'll get as much as I can in these 30 minutes. If I can't, you know, go on, I'll pick it up where I left off in the next session. And I say 30 minutes, but it could be an hour for you. It could be 45. It could be 10 minutes for you, depending on how much email you have to deal with. But the point is that when you have it all organized, it makes it less overwhelming. It doesn't feel so bad. It doesn't feel so, oh, I got to deal with this thing. And if you could deal with email in a way that makes you feel better about it and makes you feel better in general, then go ahead and have a system in place. It's a lot better to have that and feel better about your business and what you do in your business. All right, guys, I'll check you in the next episode. Take care.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.